Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you're damn right it's 95.7 The Game, baby. Live from Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, Joe Spadoni alongside the great, the truly great, all decked out in his Miami Hurricane gear, Sam Lubman, ladies and gentlemen. It's Spadoni and Lubman from 12 to 3 today, live from Freeman's Appliance for their fall clearance sales event here at Pleasant Hill. It's, I've got to tell you, it's gorgeous out here. And we're your neck of the woods, Sam. You grew up out here.
That's right. Gorgeous, yeah, man. Hello there. Yeah, it's we are out here in Pleasant Hill. And, man, there are so many great smells here at Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill because all of the kitchens here are active right now, and everyone is cooking up something good. We had someone bring along some chicken lumpia a little bit ago. I see cookies out there. I saw some chicken skewers. You got people grilling up some sausages out there. We got music. We got all sorts of incredible appliances here. We're sitting right next to some incredible-looking washing machines. Here, some tremendous washing machines.
It is
pretty cool that we're here today.
It's really exciting to be here. This is very fun. If you're out and about in the East Bay, or even if you're not, come out. The sales right now, the food, the atmosphere, it's great. There's a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. They have these live working vignettes, I should say, as Sam alluded to. I don't even know what that was. I hear all the Freeman's Appliance commercials we have at 95.7 The Game with these live working vignettes that Jim Cosimore and Steiny tell us about all the time, and Steiny's going to be joining us at some point today. Matt Stymus is walking around here of Steiny and Goo, so can't wait to sit down and talk about some basketball moves, because this boy Finchie made a move last night, I should say, kind of a late Shams bomb, and no, we're not going to call it what everyone else is calling it. But it is a Shams bomb with Karl-Anthony Towns going to the New York Knicks, so we'll get to that. But Steiny, I see him walking around with these live working vignettes, and what those are is basically they have these replica kitchens out there with all these appliances, all these gas grills, all these ovens, all these sinks that you can check out, all these lighting fixtures, and they are there cooking their food. We got chicken literally slow roasting in front of us. I'm going to be staring at it all freaking day.
Slowly watching it get browner and browner as it goes on the spit.
Shout out Brandon Browner. Absolutely. So there you go. Like, come here and say hi to us. We'll talk shop. We'll talk some sports today. But again, we are here at Freeman's Appliance.
Talk some grills, too.
Absolutely. 12 to 3. Spadoni and Lubman. And real quick, before, and I mentioned you're decked out in your Miami Hurricane gear, and we're going to get to the 49ers Patriots. We're going to get to the A's final game at the Oakland Coliseum. I want to get your thoughts on that. Sam, you were there. We'll take some Giants in here. We'll touch everything. We got Warriors talking
Steve
to media.
Steve
Kerr and Dunleavy spoke. And again, as I mentioned, a huge trade happened last night as it pertains to the NBA at large. But Sam, we got to get to what happened last night. You're Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, my God, man.
Gutsy.
What a win last night for the Canes. That was one of the most nerve-wracking finishes to a college football game I have ever seen. Ken, do we have the sound from Ken Littrell back in the studio?
We got sound on this?
New York Ken. He's back in the studio pressing all the buttons today. If you want to pull up the end of that game, there was a lot that was going on, and we can just go over it. But basically, Ken, if you want to play it just at any time and cut me off, that's fine.
Say let me cut it and I'll let you guys know.
It's the voice of God.
Awesome,
right there
we go.
On cloud nine, as his Knicks just got Karl-Anthony Towns, and his Mets
definitely cat, need baby. His take
close
on
to making the playoffs. Not there quite yet, though. Are they? Are the Mets in?
No, I think the Mets are currently out right now, but they got a doubleheader they're going to have to play on Monday that's going to make everybody mad. But, no, so this Miami game last night, I'm watching. So I'm at the Giants game last night, and I got the game on my laptop in the press box. And I'm sitting there. I got Uncle Marty Lurie sitting right next to me because he went to law school at the University of Miami. So we're both locked in. F.P. Santangelo comes in. He's another Canes guy. I'm giving him updates, too. Like
Our guy, F.P. Santangelo.
I'm just like, man, the tackling in this game is not good, but they're keeping it together. Cam Ward putting on an absolute clinic in that first quarter, looking like the Heisman Trophy winner that he is. But the end of that game, Miami's up 38-34 on the last play of the game, 3 seconds left. Virginia Tech heaves it down to the end zone for a Hail Mary, and it's caught by like two or three different people at once. The ball's bouncing around. You know, Isaiah Horton of Miami, he's the guy who comes away with it. So he's like, I got it. I got the interception. They're flashing the lights. Everyone's dancing. You think Miami wins. But then the refs come out. Nope. That was a touchdown for Virginia Tech. And now we're going to review it. And for the next 7 minutes, we're watching every single replay angle known to mankind, watching a series of like images of blurry arms trying to figure out where the football is. And
it wasn't even close, though. Real quick, not to cut you off there.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't
ahead.
Even close. And then people will call it the Fail Mary part two, obviously the Fail Mary. I think it's been 10 years since that plus when obviously you had the replacement refs in, Monday Night Football, Seahawks, Packers, ended in the Seahawks winning there. But no one knew what was going on. But last night, it wasn't even close because the Virginia Tech receiver never had possession. The ball was bobbling and then somehow ended in the arms of the Hurricanes player, the safety there, and he was out of bounds. So I don't even know why it took that long, but it's college refs.
It's ACC
refs. You never know.
Refs.
Exactly. ACC refs.
You never really know. And the fun story, actually, so the head ref, Jerry Mangalanis, I probably butchered the name there.
Probably.
I'm part of the morning roast, so it's okay. He was the head official last night on the game. Now, as we all probably know out here in the Bay Area, on October 31st of 2015, Miami beat Duke on a walk-off kick return that included 8 laterals.
I forgot about that, you have jogged my memory.
Yeah, so again, I know it's very top of mind out here in the Bay Area. But anyway,
yeah,
so they
Duke
went on
football.
8 laterals. It took like 10 minutes to sort that one out. I'm pretty sure there was a forward pass somewhere in there. You had the sideline running onto the field during that return. It was a total mess. And then it said, Miami touchdown. He was also the head ref for that game.
So you find out later,
we were in good hands the whole time. But you never know with ACC refs. I'm convinced they are going to keep this a touchdown, but they don't. Miami escapes with a gutsy win over Virginia Tech. Because my guess is that was a trap game last night because Miami, they were way too focused on this big game coming up next Saturday at Strawberry Canyon against our California Golden Bears.
And you just wrapped it up right there. Exactly. We got Miami-Cal next week. That's going to be a huge showdown there. ACC rivalry. Not renewed, but maybe starting one. Sam Lubman, and I know Cal is near and dear to your heart. You grew up a Cal fan, and obviously you went to Miami. So very cool to get the win yesterday. And, Cam Ward is looking like that dude. Him, Shedeur Sanders, and I know a lot of people have opinions on Shedeur. The person, the talent is unquestionable. Cam Ward, though, I'd love to see him in silver and black, but we will see as that season for the Raiders. So going on, and listen, we're going to be talking about all things football here. We're going to get into the Niners. We're going to get into some A's. We're going to get into some Giants and some Warriors, but I wanted to throw you that bone here early, Sam Lubman, because it set the tone. Miami's win is going to set your tone for today.
Oh, man.
I'm expecting a big performance out of you live from a Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, 12-3, Spadoni and Lubman. We're having a great time. Come say hi. We got some special guests coming up here. Matt Steinmetz's next segment. We got Jim Cosmore joining us in the 1 o'clock hour as well.
Coz is joining us.
Keeping
today.
Us cozy live from Tennessee as the Tennessee Volunteers are having a good season as well.
He's...
Maybe ask him about that. Obviously, he did pre and post game for a long time with the Oakland Athletics for NBC Sports Bay Area
and
California and Sharks for a bit. Obviously, Macklin Celebrini. He's already scored
there.
In his debut. Get his thoughts there as well. But I wanted to talk about that game on Thursday, Sam Lubman, because you were there. We had Evan Giddings there. And I know you're a big Giants fan, but you went to a lot of A's games growing up. How could you not? You live in the East Bay. And
I have a lot of friends who are A's fans, too, so I have to go with them as well.
And everyone that grew up in the Bay, you know, you went to an A's game at some point. You go to Giants games. That's what makes the Bay Area fan, I think, so special, and that's why it kind of sucks that they are leaving, is because you had an AL, you had an NL, you had an AFC, you had an NFC, and now... And yeah, you have the one basketball team, but there was a sense of pride in Oakland. And now Oakland is out on three teams within a span of just 5 years. A's, they're going to Sacramento. We'll wait and see if they go to Las Vegas. I don't even know if that's a foregone conclusion. We'll wait and see. John Fisher seems to botch these things left and right. Raiders are in Vegas. They had left before, but then they came back left again. And now the Warriors, who did start out in San Francisco, obviously, Cal Palace, what have you, but they were in Oakland for all those championships. Now they're back at Chase Center, and it's great, all this revenue, but the city of Oakland now without all their sports teams, and that atmosphere and the emotion that you saw on Thursday was what, Sam Lubman?
It was, you know, people like to say, you know, it felt like a funeral. It was not a funeral. It was a very lively, I called it kind of a festive atmosphere. Because, I mean, yeah, there was, A's fans have a right to be upset about what's going on here. And I'm sure there are a lot of A's fans who walked into the Coliseum with a lot of anger on Thursday. I mean, how could you not? Like, what's going on here with how the A's are being ripped out of Oakland is, it's one of the grossest things that have ever happened in sports. You know, this is one, you know, petty billionaire trying to just basically throw a temper tantrum, get his way, and ripping this team out of a community that really loves this team. John Fisher does not even care about the A's. He just wants the money that comes with it. And this is just one man's greed ruining the lives of hundreds of thousands, millions of fans. And so A's fans have every right to be just absolutely infuriated by what's going on here. And I really got to commend A's fans because they did not let that anger rule the day on Thursday. It was very much, this is our last day to enjoy this Coliseum, to enjoy A's baseball in the Coliseum. We want to make the most of it. And it was like a greatest hits of A's games. They had all the different entrance musics from past closers. They played Careless Whisper at one point, middle of the inning.
R.I.P.
That was Josh
Reddick.
Josh Reddick's song. One of the high points of the day for me was at the start of the seventh inning when they do the A's Legends race with Raleigh, Eckersley, and Ricky with the big, you know, heads or whatever. They're doing that while they got the Balfour Rage song playing. Mm. So I'm saying, I posted this on the 95.7 The Game Instagram page, so go check it out. But I'm standing out in right field with the drummers, and they got the Balfour Rage going. They're all doing the Balfour Rage while Ricky's winning the last race. And I'm thinking, like, this is what A's baseball is all about. Like, you will never get an atmosphere like this in any other ballpark in any other city. That is what makes Oakland sports so beautiful, is that it is truly a one of one with this fan base. And for people outside of the Bay Area who aren't as familiar as to what A's baseball is truly like, yesterday was a glimpse of just what we are going to be losing as a sports community by the A's leaving the way that they're leaving.
Yeah, and it's tough. I grew up an A's fan, obviously going to a lot of games as a kid. Actually, my dad is a Giants fan, longtime Giants fan. He grew up in San Mateo, went to all the Giants games when they moved here from New York. Willie Mays, his favorite player, all that. But I'm one of 10 children. I have 6 brothers. I have a very large family. And the place to go, if you have a large family, were A's games.
Yeah.
Why? Cheaper ticket.
That's
why I became an A's fan, because we went to the games more often than not than Giants games. And obviously, when I was a kid, they had just opened Pac-Ball Park. It was the hottest thing in town. Tickets were pricey. So I went to a lot of A's games, and I just fell in love with the game, because that's ultimately, and I think Brent Rooker after the game spoke to this, the Coliseum is kind of like the last place where you can just enjoy a game.
It doesn't have,
you know, and they do have like a little beer and like the beer garden area, kind of the tree house. They have that, but really, it's just, again, you're just going out there and watching a game. They don't have like a social media spot. They don't have all these, you know, you see them everywhere now. Hell, you see them at Target. Places to charge your cell phone, just to hang out. Like, no. None of that crap.
There's no Coke slide. There's no goofy party room.
It's no clubs, right? You see that with Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium. They have like the club at the end zone.
Clevelander and Marlins Park.
They don't have any of that crap. It's just straight baseball. And I think that's what's going to be missed when you get into these cookie-cutter ballparks, as I call them, where everything's kind of the same.
Sterile.
It's a sterile environment, to your point. And when and if they actually get to Las Vegas, it's going to be even more so, because it's going to be corporate crowds, corporate things. People go to Vegas, they're just going to be fans from other places. That's what we're seeing with the Raiders right now, even their own fans. And it helps, or it doesn't help, I should say, that the Raiders just haven't been good since going to Las Vegas. They had the one playoff year, but that's it. They haven't really grown the fan base there. And for the A's, I just don't think that fan base is ever going to be there. And you had that in Oakland, and it's disappointing.
Yeah.
But the thing I take out of it is that the narrative shifted within these last few years to, they just don't have fans, right? Oh, the Oakland fans, they're just not good enough. They just can't sell there. They can't... It's the fans. It's not us, John Fisher. It's not us, Dave Cavill. We've tried our hardest. No. The narrative shifted within these last few years when they try to tank this team, when they're trying to make it a real-life Major League. If you haven't seen the movie, Major League, obviously, if you've been under a rock, I'm not going to explain it to you. Go IMDb it. But that's what they've tried to do. And the media and everyone's finally now saying, no, this is BS. This is John Fisher. This is Dave Cavill trying to sabotage this organization, this fan base. And the fan base, to their credit, they didn't put up with it anymore. They're not going to go. They're not going to support this guy. But it was refreshing to see the narrative shift here in this last year and everyone finally realizing the crook that John Fisher is. And it was just a tremendous send-off, and it just sucks that we're not going to be able to watch Oakland A's baseball anymore. I have hope. Maybe something happens. Maybe, you know, another billionaire comes in here.
I'm not completely convinced that this is all coming down because, you know, we've had Casey Pratt on, Brody Brazil on the Morning Rose Lot, and they've both done an incredible job following this whole saga here, tracking every part of it, and really just documenting what is a massive fraud being put against against baseball fans here. Like, there is no legitimate plan in Las Vegas to build this ballpark. They don't have legitimate financing set up. They're trying to get, you know, tax measures on the ballot, but you got unions, I think it was the teachers union in Nevada, is trying to get it off the ballot because that money should be going to, you know, schools and education rather than a ballpark that, by and large, people in Las Vegas don't really want.
A ballpark, by the way, that should be financed by a guy that owns Gap.
Exactly.
Gap doing pretty well anytime, still. I know retail, Old Navy, Banana Republic. Yeah, the guy's
worth like $2 billion, isn't he?
Yes, John Fisher is very wealthy.
Yeah, yes. And that kind of goes into it. It's just like, anytime a billionaire is asking the public for money, you're not a very good billionaire. Like, Joe Lacob did it the exact right way. The Giants did it the exact right way. Privately financed. That's why, and part of the reason why it didn't work out with the Raiders in Oakland was that Mark Davis was not really a wealthy enough owner.
He was a poor owner,
poor billionaire is like. He was a poor billionaire.
And by the way, the Raiders' evaluation since going to Las Vegas, I'll say this, and I know it hurts to say it sometimes, but they're went from like $2 billion net worth to like $6 billion. They're in the top 10 now.
Well, even Mark Davis's net worth is starting to go up. He's no longer a poor billionaire anymore. He's a middle-class billionaire
now. A poor billionaire.
But, you know, he didn't really want to bring in outside investors to kind of help privately finance this thing because in order to do that, he would have to given up ownership control, which, and also it didn't help that John Fisher purchased like, what, half the Coliseum share or whatever that kind of prevented the Raiders from being able to do anything with that land as well. But to your point, just kind of like how Las Vegas will embrace the A's. Like, so I went out when we were down there for the Super Bowl. That Monday, Shasky and I went out to dinner.
By the way, he was at the Super Bowl. It must have been nice. Yeah. I didn't know that. Mark Graney doesn't know that. When you run the board, real quick, as we go behind the scenes, the guys that run the board, they don't get to go anywhere. We get to stay at the studio and hang out.
But you guys don't also have to sit in the meetings with look after shows
that's
either.
Fine.
So.
But I'm sure that suite out in Allegiant was nice, Sam.
Oh, well, we didn't have a suite. We were tucked up in the very corner of Press Row next to two very stressed out Niner fans and Whitley Sandretto.
There you go.
So that Monday night, so Shasky and I were going out, we're walking on the strip to find dinner, and there was a Golden Knights game going on that night. Mm. And there were Knights jerseys everywhere. Like, fans were truly embracing the Golden Knights. It looked like this is a really cool pregame scene. You got the T-Mobile Arena right there. You got all these different restaurants and stuff that you could go to. It was a really hopping cool scene. And I'm thinking to myself, imagine all these Golden Knights jerseys, but it's A's jerseys. I could see that vision. But here's the problem with that vision. The Golden Knights are an OG Las Vegas team. Same with the Vegas Aces moved from San Antonio, so that's not quite the same. But the Golden Knights are an OG Vegas team.
They're an expansion franchise. Yes.
Vegas fans want teams that are their own. That's what they want to embrace. You know, the Raiders, I mean, they had a fan base in Las Vegas already.
They have a brand. The Raiders have a national brand.
In the NFL, it's a little bit of a different animal. Yes. You know, like, it's different. The Las Vegas Aces, they've really endeared themselves despite the fact they weren't in a original team, but WNBA, again, doesn't have, unfortunately, the cachet that, you know, the other major professional sports leagues have. It's getting there, though. It's definitely getting there. W took a massive step this year. And yeah, the Aces are definitely big in Vegas, but
also owned by Mark Davis, by the way.
Also owned by Mark
Davis.
And
Tom Brady.
Championship owner Mark Davis.
That's right.
Not a poor billionaire. But, you know, with the Knights, though, that is their team. So it's so much easier to embrace. I can't see the A's as an out-of-town team ever getting that kind of embrace from a local fan base because that's just not how that city operates. And, you know, you think about you know, all these A's fans walking around the strip before a game. First off, that's assuming the stadium's even going to be on the strip.
Yeah.
You know, I know they got, well, what's the hotel that they're knocking down? The Tropicana.
Yeah.
They're knocking down the Tropicana to, you know, build a stadium there, which was actually right across the street from the hotel that we were in, the Excalibur. And it's like, sure, I guess in theory you could squeeze a small ballpark there if you're just not into parking at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets, I don't know if you know this, Spadoni, but it gets very hot in Las Vegas in the summer.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It gets hot in the desert in the summer.
I think they just had a new record of most 100-degree-plus days in Las Vegas. They set a record this year.
I think it's why they're starting in Sacramento. It's kind of a warm-up, so to speak, for Las Vegas.
Absolute joke.
You know, I'm thinking of all those, you know, Knights fans walk around the strip before the game. That's not going to be the case in the summer when it's 110 degrees for a first pitch. Like, so, no, that the more you think about how this is going to look, the more you start to see all the flaws in this plan and how it's just, makes no sense. But yet, Fisher's still going through with it, and that absolute crook of a commissioner in Rob Manfred is jamming this down everybody's throat when he knows no one wants this. And it's just, it's the greed of a few people just ruining the lives of so many others.
888-957-9570. That is the number to call or text. The Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Spadoni and Lubman live from Freeman's Appliance for their fall clearance sales event here at Pleasant Hill. Come say hi. We got Steiny coming up. We got Coase keeping it cozy with Jim Cosmore. He's going to join us as well, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Remember, all guests on 95.7 The Game join us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, Sam Lubman?
Gotta discover those
Visit
islands.
Visit riverislands.com, and it's all out in Lathrop. It's pretty cool. I saw the little video that Bonte shot out there. That place is awesome. But this place is awesome, too. With Freeman's Appliance, I gotta tell you.
I'm trying to stay focused right now, but it's really hard because there are so many incredible food smells that are just like, well, you know, like those carts.
Slow roasted chicken.
Is it getting browner?
It's getting browner.
But like, you remember like those old Looney Tunes cartoons where, like, you know, yes, you set the pie out on the windowsill, yep, and then the smoke goes and, like, you know, it grabs Tom, the cat from Tom and Jerry, and like pulls him in or whatever, or it's like it beckons you. Like, I have like 7 different like smoky arms wafting around me, beckoning to me to come to them. So we're gonna hit this break in a few minutes here.
Bad, Sam. I mean, look at this schnoz right here.
I know.
Yes, the camera adds 10 pounds. The nose is real and it's spectacular. I have a super smelling ability because of this nose, and all the different, mm-hmm, scents are happening as we speak. But to your point, and as we put a bow on this Oakland A's conversation, we'll bring it up again when Coase comes on.
Yeah.
But it's just unfortunate because it didn't need to happen. And if you had the right owner in place, because you just mentioned the guy, I could not think of two polar opposite individuals when it comes to the business of sports than one Joe Lacob and one John Fisher. And these guys know each other, and I've talked to Joe, off air about it. They're friends. Like, all these guys, they know each other. And if you said, hey, if the A's were for sale, yes, I'd be interested. But they're not, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And I get that.
Yeah, he said his piece.
But that is my, like, one sports dream. Because you ever have, like, a wish, right? That's my one thing. Shout out Odyssey. Is if Joe Lacob could just own the Oakland A's, because I know that he would turn them into a winning product, a profitable product, and he would build that stadium into that community and elevate that community over there, because it sucks, because that site itself, the Coliseum, say what you want about it, the ingress, the egress, the public transportation, BART being there, it's just so convenient.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great location.
And Howard Terminal, it could have worked, right? If the owner would just pony up money and stop being so cheap. So, again, it's disappointing because you just have that juxtaposition of ownership out there, and you saw what Joe Lacob did, albeit taking the team from Oakland, which I get, more money in San Francisco, and putting that waterfront and putting up all that money, and now it's so damn profitable. You get all the big concerts there. You get Drake there. You get all these people out there.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion, of course. I know you're a big fan of her.
Oh, yeah. Really wish I went to that one.
It's unfortunate.
And that's, I think, like, when you talk about Howard Terminal, and this is, again, where just the fraud really kind of, as Zucci Mane walks in here.
What's up, my God?
What's going on, Zucci?
What's
up,
Lowe? One of the OGs. That's Mark Granny, man.
But, like, the big problem with the Howard Terminal is that he tried to build everything all at once. You talk about what went down, and I get, like, the A's wanting to copy what the Giants did down at 3rd and King. Like, I understand that. But that happened over the course of many, many years. But, you know, John Fisher, he's trying to get it all built at once, this giant ballpark village built at once. That's not how that works. It takes time to build these developments out. And I always felt like It seemed like John Fisher is going to put the most ridiculous plan forward, knowing it's going to fail, so then he could throw his arms up and be like, well, I tried. The city of Oakland just won't play ball with me, No pun intended. When, no, the city of Oakland was ready to play ball with you. Despite not wanting to give public money, the city was still able to raise more money for a stadium in Oakland than was raised in Las Vegas. So every time, like, it's so easy to poke all these holes in what's happened here, but of course, it doesn't matter, and this is one of the many, 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 many reasons why I consider Rob Manfred the worst thing to ever happen to baseball, the fact that he's sitting here and allowing this to happen.
I mean, you got to go Lincoln Park. You tried so hard and got so far, but in the end,
it doesn't even matter.
So there
God,
you
what
go.
What a pull right there.
Thank you. Give me the drop, Ken, if you're in the back area. I know you're a big rock and roll guy right there, emo rock. 888-957-9570, that's the number as well. And, yeah, we're going to continue live here for Freedman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event. It's Spadoni and Lubman for the next 2.5 hours now. We got 1 second down. Matt Steinmetz is going to join us next segment, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. So can't wait to hear from Steiny and his thoughts on Freedman's. Steiny's just a king out here. We got Zucci Man here. We got some listeners. Come on, say hi to us. We're going to get into the 49ers and the Patriots. But before we get to the actual game, there was something that happened yesterday, and I guess it took over Willard and Dibbs' entire show, as Grandy's telling me. I think it's a big nothing burger, but, you know, we had all these different gates, right? We had Bounty Gate. We had, Lip Gate when Jimmy Garoppolo leading his lips on the sideline. Remember that? And now we have Shorts Gate, I guess, when it comes to Brandon Ayuk not wearing the right shorts, Kyle Shanahan telling him to change. We'll get into that. But that's all coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Drones lets it fly. They're sorting through the carnage.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Live from Freedman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill. It's Spadoni and Lubman. And joining us in just a second, the one, the only, Matt Steinmetz of Steiny and Guru. 60 years old in 2 days now. Am I right, Steiny?
That's correct, Joe. Right. Thank you very much.
I thought you were 40.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay,
you guys are too kind.
Relax.
You guys are too kind.
No, and shout out again the great Ken Luttrell in the back alongside my guy Cam Williams. But Ken coming in, not only with the Miami call, which we opened up with, the crazy Miami win over Virginia Tech, but he came back with the Linkin Park, the song I just referenced prior to that. That's called Great Producing and Great Board Hopping, or Technical Producing, as we like to church it up a little bit. But we're here at Freedman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event, and it's exciting. Steiny, you've been doing this for a couple of years now. Matt Steinmetz joins us courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Just how many years have you done this? Favorite radio station.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Tina.
Tina coming up to
Thank
say
you,
hi.
Tina.
We got Zucci Man coming in
Appreciate
to say
it.
Hi.
Rocking the Trader Joe's shirt. I love Trader Joe's.
I love
Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Nice.
That's awesome to hear. Thank you very much, Tina. I'm going to give you a shout-out next week.
There you go. Shout-out Tina. She's probably a pregamer, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. before the morning roast.
That's probably what the show she meant, which said she's driving.
Absolutely, that's what she meant. But, Steiny, you've been doing this for how many years now, coming to Freedman's?
I've probably been here at least a half a dozen times over the last 5 years.
Wow.
Sometimes for shows, sometimes not. This place, I'm telling you, is unbelievable. It is staggering how the size of it, the intricacy of it, the precision of it. It is, you could get lost in here. It's that big, and everything works, and anything you could possibly need is in this store.
You
and it's like, and it's like,
smile right now.
Dude, and it's like top shelf stuff. It's like really quality stuff.
Oh, it's all quality.
And
the
people are great, and we got food and drinks. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Is there an appliance section you go to first that just like, I got to see those ones, or is it just kind of...
It's the washer, the dryer, the fridge.
What is it, the grills? Is it the kitchen?
You know,
for me, it was
like
the grills.
I like the kitchen with the built-in sinks, and sometimes you can, they even have these things you can... Tap beer.
Oh, yeah.
Coming right out.
Yeah,
I think
you have
you guys
a live beer
know.
Tap right over there that I'm looking right at.
It's incredible for wine drinkers. They got all kinds of wine storage areas that are just so nice.
It really is nice. And again, Matt Steinmetz joining us here, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Spadoni and Lubman here till 3 o'clock for Friedman's Appliances Fall Clearance Sales Event right here at Pleasant Hill. It's a gorgeous day outside. I was shocked to hear that Steiny didn't even golf today. Maybe
nope.
Hit the range. I'm not sure. But that's tomorrow.
Yep.
Getting the primer in before Niners Patriots, Steiny.
Yes.
Before we get to that, real quick, the biggest news, we were just talking about it off air, happened late last night, as it pertains to the NBA. I want to get your thoughts on this real quick. Karl Anthony Towns going from Minnesota to New York, DiVincenzo and Julius Randle coming back to Minnesota, and there was a third team in there, the Charlotte Hornets, some nobody name,
right.
Not going to worry about that. What are your thoughts on there? Obviously, Chris Finch, your boy. You guys are tight. Did you like the move, and for who more?
It just felt like for the last couple of years they had to figure out a way to split Towns and Gobert up.
Mm.
It almost seemed too obvious after a while that they were trying to do it. I think they felt like they got it the most out of those two guys overlapping and playing together as they possibly could, but. The thing to me that's interesting is, you know, Minnesota's a young, pretty young, they had some veterans, but they're a young team and shows you how fast you got to try to win it.
If you think you're
a top five or eight team and you just got beat in a way you didn't like, let's say, you got to try to change it right away. That's what it feels like they did. You know, Randall's stock's a little low right now, but I think he'll be. It's going to be interesting.
We'll see.
I think both sides got some pretty legit players.
I think the prevailing sentiment, not to cut you off there, real quick, Sam Lubman. I think the prevailing sentiment though is Karl Anthony Towns is winning that trade in that deal. Gene in
Oakland
saying what's up right here. Rocking.
Oh, he's got a card for Steiny.
And gave him a happy
Thank
birthday
you, Gene.
Card.
That's why
Gene
of
the year. That is why Gene is the best.
Oh, man.
Oh,
no, he didn't.
No, he just gave him a signed jersey.
No, he didn't.
He just, he absolutely
The card
didn't.
Is more thoughtful.
He did.
Yeah.
I want a signed Gene in Oakland jersey is what I want.
Oh, there you go.
But we're talking.
This will be interesting to see which was more personalized, Gene's or Curry's.
That's great.
And all right, thank you, buddy.
That's Gene in Oakland joining us here.
Appreciate it.
Great, Gene in Oakland.
Come on out. We had Tina, we had Zucci Man, we got Gene now. Everyone's coming to say hi.
Got a who's
by.
Who of gamers out
there. It truly is. It's absolutely incredible, as Draymond Green would say. But to your point, Carl.
So you think Towns is the best player
of this group, yes. But I do think we are sleeping on the DiVincenzo pickup a lot because I do think he adds tremendous depth and shooting for that team. He's just a grinder. And obviously, they're splitting up the Nova boys now, although you brought in Mikal Bridges. You already got Jalen Brunson, but yeah, and you had Josh Hart, but now you're taking away DiVincenzo there. But I do think the Karl Anthony Towns acquisition is going to be huge for them because if you're looking at the East right now, I'm looking at the Celtics, obviously. And then after them, I do think there's a gap, but the Knicks are right there. They were just a player away, and they maxed out that group. And I'm a big, as you are, a Tom Thibodeau fan. I think he just maximizes everything now. He runs his players into the ground a lot, but he asks a lot from them, and they play hard for him, which I think is something we sleep on. But the Julius Randle aspect of it, to me, slows the ball down, Steiny. He doesn't really distribute it well. It kind of is a black hole offensively. Now, he's a big body, which I think is huge in the West, going up against some of those longer teams defensively. But DiVincenzo, obviously, is going to be a huge depth piece for them. Real quick.
Yeah.
I want to get your thoughts. You've lived in Oakland for how many years, Matt Steinmetz?
I've lived there for 20-plus now.
How many A's games did you go to out there at the Coliseum?
Over the course of my life?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Between just as a fan and covering them, 50.
50 games.
Yeah, 50, 75.
What made a special experience for you? Because, I mean, it's a special experience, I think, for every baseball fan who goes, because it's such an old-fashioned venue, so to speak, because obviously it was built so long ago. And for me, it always feels like you're kind of going to a time capsule of sorts when you go to those games. But, yeah, I'm curious, like Brent Rookert was talking about after the game on Thursday, that it's one of the last venues that it's only about the baseball. So I'm curious, just for you as a fan, like, what made the Coliseum such a unique and enjoyable experience for you when you would go?
Well, I mean, I grew up a monster baseball fan. I told this earlier in the week, but when I was growing up, so the A's 72, 73, 74, that puts me at 8, 9, and 10. And that's when I'm really starting to get into baseball. I'm playing board games, baseball board games with dice, Stratomatic, stuff like that. And when you'd watch an A's game on TV, there'd be this just green. You know, and yes, there was color back then, but the field just, you know, just was almost in 3D.
And that was big back then.
And you know, being a kid on the East Coast, and it was always sunny, mm-hmm. and they had great teams. I mean, I was just thinking this the other day. I was 10 years old. I could probably Gene Tennis, Joe Rudy, Reggie Jackson. Billy North,
Catfish Hunter,
Blue Moon Odom, Vida Blue,
Sal Bando,
Dick Green,
Raleigh Fingers,
yeah,
some incredible
Sal Bando,
incredible, you know, names too, not just incredible players, but like the names
right,
themselves
exactly.
Are just such colorful, fun names, and that's just what we love about those A's. You talk about the color, Steiny. I mean, I always remember Charlie Finley. You know, he switched to the yellow jerseys,
right,
and the bright green jerseys because color TVs were just starting to become a thing,
yeah,
and he wanted jerseys that would pop on the TV, on these new color TV screens, and that's why you have some of the coolest jerseys out there with those bright yellows and those Kelly Green jerseys.
Those are so cool. And then, so I moved out to the Bay in 90 and lived in the city for 10 years and then moved over to Oakland. So I got to see, you know, I got to feel, like you can't really describe the relationship between any Oakland team and the Oakland East Bay fans that rooted for those teams. Like, all the fan base was a part of every one of those teams, whether it was the Raiders, the Warriors, or the A's. And once I moved to Oakland and had been there for, you know, now two decades, you realize how strong that was. Like, you saw it in the beginning, and then you just saw how the sports teams were part of the Oakland community and how the fans of those teams tend to be really pretty big fans, pretty hardcore, pretty passionate. And it was partly because it's Oakland to San Francisco, but it was small enough that you could actually form a bond with a lot of those players. And way back in the early days, these guys lived in Oakland, and it was kind of a smaller town, and you would see, you know, Ricky Henderson and guy, you know, Dave Stewart, a little after that, obviously, Mike Norris, but they'd be around.
Yeah, totally.
They're part of they're your neighbors, so to speak. Yeah.
Matt Steinmetz joining us, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Spadoni and Lubman here at Freedman's Appliance out in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event. For the next 2.5 hours here, up until 3 o'clock, come say hi. We got Zushi Man, we got Tina, we got Gene, we got the Grandy Man, Mark Grandy, holding it down. Ken and Cam back in the studio. Appreciate you guys. All right. Basketball, baseball. Let's get to football, Steiny. It is football season after all.
Are you wearing the right shorts today, Steiny?
What was that? Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan, maybe going at it is a little strong.
They're tense words exchange.
But this whole thing with Brandon Ayuk, the first couple weeks, he holds out, he holds in, whatever the hell you want to call it. The guy wasn't playing with the team
right,
the last 6 months or plus after the Super Bowl. He hasn't done much the first couple weeks. Juwan Jennings has been their number one. He looked like Jerry freaking Rice last week in a loss to the Rams. They're 1-2 now. And then yesterday at practice, I guess Ayuk wasn't wearing the right shorts. Shanahan told him to take them off. He takes them off, takes his cleats off, puts on the right ones. And now it's getting blown out of proportion. Warren Sharp picked up Grant Cohn's video of it. Is this all a big nothing burger, Steiny? Or is there something to this?
I think there's something to it. There's got to be something to it. And like, I'm trying to remember.
What? Yeah, tell me what is going on here.
Yeah, what
well,
is
I'm
something?
Trying to remember. So, you know, I don't know how they do it, but I got to believe it's some part of practice. They split up the teams just like a basketball team would. And, you know, half the team's blue, half the team's white. And I guess he was putting on the other teams, and Kyle wanted him with, I got to believe, the starters were wearing black is what I got to believe. And maybe, but I don't know how important shorts are at an NFL practice, but I got to believe when you're doing stuff, you have a full, one team's black, one team's red.
Yeah.
Or what, you know what I mean? And so he came out and...
What if it went like this? And Sam,
You're right, Spito, because I'm just kind of guessing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and Sam can carry this. Like, what if it was just Shanahan saying, "Hey, man, yeah, I hate to be that guy, but like, we can't wear these shorts. Like, it's got to
be
these ones."
Well, no, I think it's
like, what if it that was this conversation?
No,
like,
it's the coach says you're wearing. I think it comes down to it's simply this: the coach says, you know, we need you to dress this way. The team is dressing this way. We are a team. We are dressing together. Who are you to assume that you are above that? Am I taking it too far there?
A little bit. That sounds incredibly
ridiculous.
Well,
no, I think if the coach says you have to do something, you got to listen to your coach.
That's the part we don't understand. They have 53 guys on the team. We're 52 in red, or, you know, was he one of 52? Or on a certain day, does the offense wear something and the defense wear something? But I'm kind of with Sam, and that is, now, maybe something happened where they broke up into groups. Those little things kind of matter. But
we gotta know from someone who was there.
But if he's one of 53 guys wearing the wrong shorts, it's like, bro, what do you do?
Listen, I'm going to say this right now. I don't give a damn what kind of shorts he's wearing. He just needs to be better.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I got him in fantasy football. He's been absolutely dog bleep for me for these first couple couple games.
I wouldn't take that as a good sign.
No, it's not. It's
can't
the
do it.
Or this motivates him, and Shanahan's sneaky genius all of a sudden. He's
this
going
is
philosophical.
The moment.
Okay. He's like, you know what? Maybe if I tell him that he's wearing the wrong shorts, this will spark a fire under him.
That doesn't.
He can't be any worse than he's been this first couple weeks with
I'll
the drops.
Be honest with
him
you.
And Purdy haven't been on the same page, and hopefully Kittle plays tomorrow. Because, listen, I'll say this. If they lose tomorrow, or if this is even a tight game towards the end, it's not code red, as Dante Whitner said. It's code purple. That's the you know how they go to the meteorologist and all the heat maps, and it goes from red to purple? Yeah, that's when it's bad news right now. It's beautiful out here, by the way, in Pleasant Hills. It's not code red.
It's not in the red, yeah.
No.
Let me tell you what that looked like between Ayuk and Shanahan. It looked like something not one good receiving day is going to fix.
Really?
Well, I
agree. Something's up there.
This has been simmering, I think,
now.
Since the Super Bowl. I remember right after the Super Bowl, he was already in a mood because he didn't get enough targets that he wanted. And it's been simmering all summer long. And Steiny, this is my thing on this. It's like, I feel like a lot of this is just, it has to be stemming from the contract situation. And I feel like the way the Niners waited things out with him, instead of prioritizing getting him signed, all these other receivers getting their deals in March and April and May, and they're waiting on Ayuk because the Niners are so focused on winning this negotiation. You know, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, it's like, we should have just gotten this done. I mean, the Niners should have gotten this done. Ayuk should have just gotten this done. And yet they let it sit and fester all summer long. Can we really be surprised that football's, you know, didn't fix everything? Like, there's still going to be some simmering issues there.
That's what it looks like from, you know, the outside looking in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I always try to be careful here because I'm not saying Ayuk's right, but you always try to look at it from his point of view, and we get into the old, okay, I could see where he feels disrespected. Well, once you say that, then the other side says, well, for $30 million, you know what I mean? But
you can suck it up.
But you got to try to think of what his perspective is, and maybe he felt like they just needlessly put him through some stuff that he didn't need to.
You're going Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan Kenobi from a certain point of view.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, nice.
You don't get that. You're not a Star Wars guy. You don't get that reference.
No, I'm just trying to look at it from his side and what he might be thinking. But you would have thought that once he got in here, everything would have been...
They're right on the table. They're right on the table, gentlemen. They just need a damn win. And then that cures everything right there. Brought to you by ATCO. Like, they just need a win in the worst way. And if you can't beat this Patriots team with Jacoby Brissett without an offensive line, they have Ramondre Stevenson, and that's it. If you can't win this game, then there are problems. And I expect them to dominate. They're, 10.5-point favorites? I don't know if it's come down or up. But all the money is basically going to be on the Niners this week. But then again, you saw a bunch of money on the Bucs last week against the Broncos, on the Raiders last week against the Panthers. Now, I do think the Niners are a step ahead of those guys, but we shall see.
Steiny, it's come down to 10 points now.
Steiny, yeah, there you go. We'll let you go. We appreciate you stopping by here. Spadonian Lovin, that's Matt Steinmetz. Come
Yay!
Say hi. Freeman's Appliance for the fall clearance sales event. Happy birthday again, by the way. 60 years old.
Are we
Matt
teeing off
Steinmetz.
Today?
Tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? Now I'm going to give the Vince Carter. You ever see Vince Carter's gesture after he won the dunk contest in
it's
Oakland?
It's called a meme.
We went like that.
It's called a meme, Steiny. We've all
seen
it.
Okay, that meme, that now is what I'm using for birthday talk.
It's over.
Okay?
All right, that's
all right.
It.
I appreciate it.
And that's a walk-off.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Steinmetz. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much,
Steiny. And let's pick up that conversation at 888-957-9570. The big shorts controversy between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk. Is it something? Is it nothing? 888-957-9570. We got a caller on hold. Do we still got the caller, Kenny? You can get my ear and tell me yes or no. Let's go to Duke in the
city. Oh, my man.
He meant to call in, I think, yesterday with his Niners conversation, and Duke is a regular on the morning roast.
Bars.
He's a roaster, and he joins us right here, Spadonian Lumen. Duke, what's going on, my man?
Come on, man. 95.7 The Game is the station. You see all these other stations flamed out to me. We the city by the bay. We're taking Shafty. The stove kind of cold. I keep my brass beside me. Spaghetti and Loveman. The Giants in the field. The bed to have his Loveman. We got Steiny and Goo. I think it's 10 to 2. Goo will make you laugh. Steiny on the cool. Listen every day because they be breaking the rules. What's up, y'all? What's going on?
What's going on, Duke, man? You always bring those fire bars, man. I love it. I love it, man.
Thank you, Duke. Hey, you got anything else for us, buddy? Hey, I appreciate that rap.
That was fire. I knew y'all was there, man, so I wanted to hear y'all, man. Y'all was there, so I had to get on the line with y'all, not just the rap, man. We need somebody else from the Niners like me and Luddy talked for a minute yesterday. We need somebody other than your boy WB to make a play, man. Warner's the only one out there making plays on defense. We need these defensive backs, everybody on offense and defense. We need everybody to be accountable on both sides of the ball. Right now, the special teams ain't really special. We can't be making blunder plays like we did that last game. You know, we can't have our best defensive back falling down on clutch plays. We are the San Francisco 49ers with 5 Super Bowls deep. You know what I mean? So we need to step up. Fans, everybody, you know what I mean, and do play like how we need to play. You know, Niner football, man. You know, Joe Brockington is the only one out there, and Juwan Jennings and Mason is the only one out there. You say, well, I call him Joe Brockington because he's part Joe Montana. Of course, he's Brock Purdy, and then he got a little Fran Tarkenton in him, so that's when you get Joe Brockington.
I like it.
We're going to do what we do, man. We need Niners football. But before I go, man, we want to shout out to all the A's fans, man, and all those Raiders fans that – them diehard Oakland fans that have been rolling with them forever, man. You know what I mean? I know it's a tough situation they're going through, and I'm a diehard Niner, Giant, and Warrior fan. So, you know, to have your team close to you, it's a good feeling, man. You know what I mean? So I love y'all, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. It's 95.7 The Game for life, man.
Well, there you go. That's Duke. That's
you,
a walk-off there, Duke in the city. Appreciate it.
Very well said, Duke, as usual.
957-9570. Spadonian Lovin' here, live from Freeman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill for their fall clear sales event, which continues on from today to tomorrow as well. So come stop by today. Come stop by tomorrow. All the sales, all the food, all the music, all the fun right here at Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. We got the cozy one, Jim Cozumore, stopping by here, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. I think he's calling in from, where's he at, Nashville in Tennessee.
Nashville or Memphis, one of those two.
We love it. We love when Coz stops by and get his thoughts on the A's and the Niners, on everything happening.
We need him to re-record some drops, too, Coz.
There you go.
We need to just say you're sorry.
We have that one still. It's on there.
We definitely need a you just shut your yapper.
Yeah, we have that.
Need a little bit of running, a little bit of throwing.
A little bit of running, a little bit of throwing, everything.
The station was once built on Coz drops.
That interview with Jim Tomsula is still
legendary.
One of the greatest interviews in the history of Bay Area sports interviews. So There's Duke. Everyone needs to step up. Like, that's the thing. Like, special teams aren't special right now. That you can just say flat out, the Rams special teams won them the game, and the 49ers special teams lost them the game last week. And that's been an Achilles heel for Kyle Shanahan throughout his tenure as 49ers head coach, Sam Lubman. And it's not the sexiest topic to talk about when we're talking about the offense. When you got Bosa, when you got Warner, the defense, I should say. But with offense, you got Purdy, you got Kittle, you got McCaffrey. But you get lost on special teams, and you don't talk about Mitch Wishnowsky. It's not special to talk about guys like that. But when you're fumbling balls, when you don't have a legit kick returner you can trust, when you're not making the right plays defensively on special teams, when you got the Rams doing a fake punt that kept them in the game, that gave them hope and ended up getting them a win, that much needed win. They were on the ropes, man. They didn't have anyone last week. That's what's just so frustrating with these two losses.
There's no one there to bail them out. Yeah.
It's one thing if you got beat by the Vikings, who just absolutely whacked C.J. Stroud last week.
Yeah.
I could deal with that. You know what? The Vikings look really good. Sam Darnold, say what you will. Him and Kevin O'Connell have found something. And Kevin O'Connell, by the way, coach of the year, early candidate there. He's been absolutely en fuego with that offense. And Brian Flores defensively.
Very strong defense. Yeah, I mean,
huge.
Yeah.
But the Rams, you've owned them historically in the regular season.
That was supposed to be the get-right game.
I'm not counting that win last year against them because they had Carson Wentz. That game didn't matter. But you can't lose that game. I know Matt Stafford and Kyron Williams are very good, but they didn't have anyone else. And to lose that game heading into this game against a team in the New England Patriots who've had 10 days of rest now coming off that Thursday Night Football loss at MetLife Stadium to the New York Jets, don't let this be a close game.
No.
Can't
that
do it.
Plays it. That plays into what Gerard Mayo and that Patriots team wants to do. They want to grind it out. They want to slug it out and lean on Ramondre Stevenson in that running game.
Yeah, and we had Greg Bedard on of the Boston Sports Journal on the Morning Roast yesterday, and he kind of said, like, the Pats know. They can run the ball on this team. And we saw at the end of the game last week with the Niners, you know, Javon Hargrave, like, he was on the field, but he wasn't really doing anything. Like, it was very soft up front. That last drive for the Rams, they were getting whatever they wanted on the ground. And they had, I think, you know, Mark Grandy, who's playing the role of Tim Jordan today, I was listening to him on the postgame show. He was calling out the Niners were getting beat up by like a bunch of backups and third stringers on the Rams
overtime,
offensive line.
Mark Grandy, Kyle Madsen, and Sterling Bennett doing a hell of a job. He's going to be on there tomorrow. And the kickoff show, is that what we're calling it? For the Lorenzo Neal and Evan Getting Special. Yeah,
though it's
prior
Jason
to
Dumas
that game.
Tomorrow.
Jason
Evan.
Dumas.
Not low. Yeah. And
Dumas
Jason
and
Dumas
Gibbons.
And Evan. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Newly married Jason Dumas, so shout
there
out
that. There you go. That is a lot of people getting married these days.
Mm-hmm.
Dumas, Langford. It's just that time of year, I guess. But you know, to the point, like,
season.
You know, the Patriots know they can run the ball on this Niners team right now. And, what, they lost to Jordan Elliott, I believe, already this week as well. You don't have Javon Hargrave. Leonard Floyd has been MIA for most of this year.
He's had Leonard Floyd. One pressure the last two games, and he was supposed to be your prime guy you got defensively. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
He's been a double-digit sack guy throughout his career. And if you're not going to get to the quarterback in this game,
when you got Nick Bosa on the other side,
you got to get Brissett down.
Nick Bosa, can I hear your name in the fourth quarter of a game, please? Like, I did against the Rams. That was the thing that really frustrated me. I know we like to go hard on Nick Bosa because, again, he's supposed to be that dude. You're supposed to be stepping up there in the clutch games. You know, big-time players make big-time plays. Nick Bosa, in the fourth quarter, when you were needed most, you were completely absent. I don't want to hear that you were being held or this or that. The fact of the matter is, this is a results-based business. And when I don't hear your name for an entire fourth quarter of a game that this team loses in the fourth quarter, it's hard for me not to sit here and need to call you out. You know, Fred Warner cannot play all 11 positions. Bless his heart, the man is trying to. He is trying really hard, but the Niners, they need to stop the run this weekend, and yeah, I don't know what you get from Devondre Campbell. He has been absolutely useless. Demetrius Flanagan fouls. Is he going to be able to stay upright? The amount of times I see him slipping and sliding on the field, it's like, dude, do you need to, you know, Brandon Ayuk, change your cleats a little bit? Like, what is going on there? So it's just, everyone on this defense needs to elevate their game, much like a tailgate, on this for tomorrow if they're going to beat the Patriots. Because this isn't a style points win. This is definitely a just-get-the-win kind of win. But guys need to buckle up and do their jobs tomorrow.
It's not a style points win, but I would still be greatly concerned if this is a one-possession game late in the fourth quarter. Like, that tells me, and maybe it's just the way the season is, because it's been a very weird early season in the NFL. Quarterbacks haven't really been playing well, and that's the frustrating thing, because Brock Purdy actually has been playing very well, but they're 1-2. It's just like, that's useless. Like, this is so funny to me, and I know we're going to break here in a second. Oh, what's wrong with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce? What's wrong with that? Well, they're 3-0.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
They're going to figure. Yeah.
If they get into the playoffs, a lot like the Houston Astros, when I look at them, when they're in the playoffs, they're the team to beat. When it's they have done it year in and year out. So I'm not worried about the offense as much as the defense tomorrow. We're up against it. We're going to break live here from Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill for the fall clearance sales event. It's Spadoni. It's Lubman. Come say what's up. And we're going to say what's up next to the one, the only, Jim Cozumel on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.